back on Huskies Inside the Pack. Today I'm joined with fifth-year forward Kenzie Losberg. Kenzie, first off, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Overall, still a little bit of the season to go, but from then at the start of the season until now, how has the season gone for you?
It's been good, especially the second half here. We've gone 7-1, so it's good to kind of get things rolling before we head into playoffs.
And at the time of this recording, coming off a tough weekend series against Alberta, that's a big rival with Huskies and the Pandas. You pulled away with a weekend split. How tough are those games?
Yeah, anytime we play them, it's usually a tough game. They're very similar to us, that they're smaller but speedy, so it's always usually a physical game between us, but it's good that it's a fast-paced game, and you know, it's one of our favorite teams to play, so that's always nice.
Going all the way back to minor hockey, you're from Calgary, correct? So where you would have played minor hockey in Calgary?
Yeah, I played most my minor hockey in Calgary, and I played 1 year in Okotoks, which is just outside of Calgary.
Did you have any boys hockey in there, or were you just girls hockey all the way?
I played boys hockey up until, I think, back then what would have been peewee, I believe, because they added hitting, so then I switched over to girls. So that's when my dad made me make the switch there.
Anyone else in your family play hockey? Do you have any older siblings, younger siblings, mom or dad? Did they ever play hockey?
Yeah, my dad played hockey, and I think it was I watched his game, and that's what made me want to play hockey when I was about 5. But my younger brother, Easton, was also a hockey player for a long time until he switched over to rugby.
So it's lots there to learn from. Is there anyone, maybe someone in your family or someone on your team or someone professional hockey, men or women, that you kind of grew up idolizing and maybe, you know, they're still your favorite player today?
It's pretty cliche, but I'd probably say Sidney Crosby. He was always kind of like the one person that I looked up to just as a good player, but also a good person in the community. And you always hear like lots of stories of him doing things outside of hockey that are good for the community. So I always saw him as kind of a role model alongside as my dad.
Did you have a favorite team that you rooted for growing up and maybe still do this day?
I cheer for Detroit, technically, because my dad was always a Detroit fan, so I became a Detroit fan. Up until this year, my friend Riker Evans, who now plays for the Seattle Kraken, I now switched to their team, obviously, to support him.
And he's a former Regina Pat, correct?
Yes, he is.
Well, that's pretty cool. So a couple of players on this team that have roots to a couple of Kraken players. I think, who would I have? Someone in here before, and they're related to Jordan Eberle. So that's pretty cool. How would you describe your style of play on the ice? Would you be, you know, a playmaker or a sniper, two-way forward? Any games that I've watched, you remind me a lot of Kennedy Brown on the ice. You're just all over the ice, and you never give up on plays, winning puck battles that are 50-50. Unless you're in the corner, it's going to be 100% you at the time. How would you describe your play?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't describe myself as a sniper. I'm usually I try to be the hardest working player. I know I've never really had the hands. I got a little bit better this year, but I always knew I could control my work ethic, so I'm kind of just the battle hard in the corners, play bigger than you are, outwork everyone, and just like use your speed where you can, and then if I get lucky to pot a goal, then that's a bonus.
Later on, in a couple of weeks here, Nationals are going to be hosted right here, which might not be a thought for everyone right now. There's still lots of season to go, and playoffs are the focus right now, but what does it mean to be a part of this team and have this opportunity to participate in Nationals on home ice in front of a home crowd where, you know, a lot of the focus is going to be directed on that home team? What does it mean to be a part of this opportunity?
I think it's amazing. I went from a team, like when I played at U of L, we didn't make playoffs either of my years. So I went from a team that couldn't make playoffs to a team that got to go to Nationals, and now we're the team that gets to host it. So it's a pretty amazing experience that we get to do both, and it's just, we're really lucky to look at it that way. I know lots of girls won't even get to go to Nationals, and the thought of hosting it at our own rink and a pretty new rink as well is awesome.
And then obviously the slogan or motto is see them, be them, which couldn't be more perfect. Any home game that people attend, there's always young female hockey players here. You know, they're ringing their bells, they got their signs, they're rooting for you guys because, you know, you're the superstars of Saskatoon and area. What does it mean to be in kind of a, you know, kids are looking up to you role, and then you get to take it one step further on the national stage?
I think it's pretty special. I know we have lots of connections with the Comet girls, and even when they come to our regular games, they're so excited to be there. And so everything in nationals is just going to be bigger and better. And, you know, hopefully they can see themselves playing there one day and strive to do what we're going to do here. And I know everyone's just going to love every moment of it. So it's just going to be something to take in the memories.
It's been a great season so far, Kenzie, and I think it's only going to get better. A little bit of the season left, playoffs, and then nationals. Good luck with the rest of the season, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.